All right, so we'll do You Reign. Sing along with us. Who's starting this one?
Hey.
In the valley of the shadow of death, you reign. Through every storm and fiery test, you reign. Over the cross and the powers of hell, you reign. Inside the loneliest prison cell, you reign. You reign.
Slumber and you never sleep, you reign. Kings and queens may wear a crown, but you reign. And in the end, when it all comes down, you reign. You reign. You reign.
God, it's
like
Thursday night, isn't it?
Half a beat, so.
Thursday night.
Also, it was really killing me because I wanted to look back during the Kingdom of the Last. Whatever you're doing, there was like a staggered. What was that?
Did it work? I'll try that.
It worked, yeah, I liked it.
Hopefully,
yeah.
It took some of the peaks out of it.
Oh, okay. Okay, that was messing with me. I'm like, I like it, but it's like, how is he doing it?
It's an oldie but a goodie, right?
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down, worship Him now, how great, how awesome is He.
Together we sing,
is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down, worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. Together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory.
Then my music works. All right, we've got. Do we have America the Beautiful up there for us? Oh, we do, don't we? Good, because America is beautiful. So this is gonna be our opening hymn. It's always fun when July 4th is like right in the middle of the week. Do you do it? Do you do your patriotic songs before the Sunday before or the Sunday after? So we're definitely doing it the Sunday before, and maybe I'll throw some stuff in on the Sunday after too, right? Why not? Right? We'll have some fun with that. I don't have my banjo. Quit it. You guys want me to grab my banjo?
Oh, capo.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. We're going to capo this, weren't we?
Welcome to Thursday.
I didn't capo either. I would have just gone with it.
Hey, look.
Drums. Put the capo on your drums, will you? For those of you who are musically inclined, capos kind of make a thing sink.
It's a way to cheat when you don't know how to play different keys.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy glory find, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. thankful for Patriot Dream that sees beyond the years. Thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Salute. Bless God. We've got a few more people joining on here. I see. Hello, Karen. Hello, Terry. Hello, Steve. Hello, Anita. Allison. Allison's watching. How awesome is that? We miss you, Allison. But we have Rita now. It's good. We're glad Rita's here. Now, the special, we're actually having Jim Reckle is sharing a message because Pastor's going to be out of town. So this special is a little different, a little country-ish. A song called I Will Love You This Much. Not this much. This much, right? As wide as you can go. Because Jesus spreads his arms out on the cross, right? And if you've seen the video for this, you'd actually see that at the end of it. He's acknowledging that. You did see the video. Good. Good. Go for it.
He can't remember the times that he thought, does my daddy love me? Probably not. That didn't stop him from wishing that it did. Didn't keep him from wanting or worshiping him. Yes, he saw him about once a year. He could still feel the way he felt standing in tears, stretching his arms out as far as they'd go, whispering, "Dad, I want you to know I love you this much. I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? I'm never giving up, no matter what. This much. Grew to hate him, what he had done. Cause what kind of father could do that to his son? He said, "Don't you, Daddy," the day he died. The man didn't blink, but the little boy cried, "I love you this much. I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? However long it takes, I'll never give in up. I love you this much." Halfway through the service, a choir sang a hymn. He looked up at the preacher and he sat and stared at him. He said, "Forgive me, Father." And he realized he hadn't been unloved or alone all his life. His arms were stretched out as far as they'd go, nailed to the cross for the whole world to know. I love you this much. I'm waiting on you to make up your mind. Do you love me too? However it takes, I'm never giving up, no matter what. I love you this much.
Pretty song, isn't it?
You didn't see that on the camera.
It's all good. Oh, good indeed. Okay, our closing that we're going to be doing on Sunday is something else patriotic. And a lot of people do not know that there is an opening verse to
Wait, there's an opening verse to this?
Surprise, surprise.
We didn't study that.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna fake it here, right? So check this out. As the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us pledge allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. You guys got it? See? God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Hey, that's a high note.
It is a high note.
That is a really high note. I forgot how high that was. I found out very fast.
It's too much like fun, huh? Too much like fun. Yeah, no. Wait, there's a song, one more. There's one more at the end. All right, this is a song that the guys wanted to make a special, but it wasn't requested as a special. But I put it in as a post because it's just a fun song. And it's kind of a kick beep song.
Yes, it is. By golly, it is. Oh, Capo 2.
Oh, I forgot about 2. Yes. I'm glad you said that.
Yes, that's the original.
Original's a 2, he says. Sing along with us.
American girls, American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army, where he lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see it clearly through our big black eye, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing a bell. It'll be like the whole wide world is raining down on you. will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you messed with the U.S. of A. As we'll put a boot in your boot, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking a fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All hurrah to your courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue. Oh, 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 oh. Of the red, white, and blue.
Give me a second to switch microphones here. Okay. Different, huh? Let's grab that, let's grab this, and this. Bless you, Tom. Great to see you. I'm back.
And you,
that's right. You like out of town gone? You're officially retired now. Debbie, is her officially retired?
I've had 4 days that actually felt like Saturday.
So you've had 4 days and each day felt like Saturday? Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay. Oh, good. They didn't feel like Monday. It didn't feel like Sunday. It felt like Saturday. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. We hung out with Melody at Crane Lake, Minnesota. And for those watching on Facebook, they're on my page now watching it. So if you haven't seen it, scroll on down later and check out the videos I posted. I posted one with Melody singing Trade My Sorrows. Okay. She's singing. I was playing the guitar. And we had the you saw one? Okay. And the... And we saw the flag in the background. And this morning I posted one that Melody and I sang at a church up there, a little chapel up there. It's Press On by Salah, which is pretty. So really pretty song. And then on the 4th of July, we also recorded another one up there. On the 4th of July, I'll be playing God Bless USA. We recorded that up there. But I figured I'd wait till the 4th of July, right? You got to get it. Why post that one early? I'm going to sit on that one. What's that? Well, you had to take a boat. Okay, so when you go up there, they have what they call the mainland, which, by the way, so we flew from Cincinnati to Minneapolis, 2-hour flight. That part's fine. Rented a car, drove like almost 5 hours due north. This is like 4 hours. This is like 4 miles from the Canadian border. All right, but anyway, when you get up there, you actually have to take a boat to get to this little peninsula. Period. That's the only way you get. There's no roads that go there. I mean, the only way there could be is they'd have to build a bridge over this gorge, which we had some took different videos and all the like with too. Just absolutely beautiful. But you know what? When there's always great beauty, there's always something laying behind that has to offset the beauty, right? Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes. Ah! And they were, you know, I'm still scratching from the mosquitoes and jiggers. And all I can say is, man, you did darn well better go ahead and spray up. they actually have some pretty neat things you can wear around your wrist now that emit all the odors. It's kind of like the spray, but you know, so you don't have to get all the stuff put on you. But it's different. It's definitely different. Yeah, well, actually, no, on that one, no, it's just wraps around your wrist, Todd. It's kind of a lemony scent, or what do they call it?
Oh, well, God bless. Allison replied. She obviously heard what we said. Yeah, she misses us too. She hasn't been able to find a church in Indy that compares as of yet. Well, I know you'll find one because God's got this for you, Allison. How awesome is that? So we got. It was great, just great peace. I mean, when you're out there in the peninsula with the water around you, there's just not much to do. Although I will tell you that there's an AT&T tower right across the lake. I had better high speed there than I do here. So that'd be a good place to go hang out, right? Okay, God, what are you going to bring to us today? Because I didn't have anything really special. Whenever I travel, I always like to ask God, you know, bring opportunities, right? I only had one or two, actually one opportunity, really, the whole time. Exactly. God had a little different focus on that. Okay, so God's opened me up here to Luke 8. It's all Luke 8. Luke 8, 13 through 8, 45 is where it ends. This covers a lot of different stuff. It covers the lamp on the stand. That's good. Let's just go into some of that stuff. And Jesus calms the storm. So this is from Luke 8, chapter 16. And it's speaking about a lamp on a stand. So no one lights a lamp and hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed, right? Because we light a light for the purpose of being the light, right? Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. And whoever does not have, even from what he thinks he has, it will be taken from him. Now, you remember Jesus also told a parable of the talents also, right? The money where he had the three that he gave the money to. He gave one guy 10, one guy 5, one guy 1. And the guy with the 1, what did he do? Remember, he buried it. He didn't invest it. He didn't do anything with it. He just scared. He didn't do anything with it. And you recall that when the master came back, remember in this parable, when the master came back, he said, the guy comes trembling, you know, I was so afraid, you know, here's your one back. And he was mad at the guy. He said, you could have at least put it in the bank, you know, where I would have some interest. So at that point, he took from him and he gave to those who had. He gave to the guy with the 10, right? So, and that's actually what's being said right here. You know, God's given us so many different gifts and so many different talents. And that's one of the things I really love about you guys up here in the praise band, and that you've got the God-given talents of music, all right, and sharing and praise, right? Yeah, don't be looking around you. I'm talking to you. You've got that gift, and you're sharing, and that's awesome. Then it moves on into verse 19. So now Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, meaning Jesus, but they were not able to get near him because of the crowd. And someone told Jesus, your mother and brother are standing outside waiting to see you. So Jesus replied, my mother and brother are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. So effectively, what's Jesus telling us, right? You hear his word, you're obedient to his word, you act on his word, action. We gotta have action, right? Gotta have action. He says, then you are my brothers, then you're part of my family, right? You're doing it. Then in verse 22, it says, one day Jesus said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side of the lake. And they got into a boat and set out. And as they sailed, Jesus fell asleep. All right? So he fell asleep, and a squall came down over the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. And the disciples went and woke Jesus, saying, Master, Master, we're going to drown. And Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided, and all was calm. Then Jesus said to them, where is your faith? And in fear and amazement, they asked their mother, who is this that he can command even the wind and the water, and they obey him? Now think about that, right? Now, of course, that brings to mind Peter walking on the water also. You remember that? And you recall with Peter walking on the water, he took the first step out. He had the faith initially because, you know, it's like, I can do this. But as he took each step, what happened? Doubt crept in, all right? I don't know, maybe I can't do this. But he did the smart thing. As his doubts came, what did he do? He called out to Jesus, right? He reached out to Jesus. And Jesus, of course, saves him then from the drowning. I just got to keep going. This is all good stuff. In verse 26, so they sailed to the region of Gerasenes, and which was across from the Lake of Galilee. And when Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man who was from the town. But for a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but he had lived in the tombs. Okay. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torture me." All right, now, who was actually speaking at that point, right? Remember they said he was demon-possessed. So obviously the demon recognized Jesus as the Son of God and said, "Ah! You know, this is not a good thing. The Son of God is here," because he knew Jesus has the authority to wipe him out, to say, you can cast him into hell. So what does he end up doing with that? He says, "I beg you," for Jesus had commanded the "I beg you, don't torture me," for Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man. So Jesus commanded it, and the evil spirit said, no. And many times it had seized the man, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and been driven by the demons into solitary places. Can you imagine that? Breaking the chains. Wow. You know, that's just a possession of just horrible darkness. So Jesus asked the man, he said, "What is your name?" "And Legion," he replied. Of course, at this point, the demon is still speaking. "And Legion, he replied, because many demons had gone into him. And they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss." You see, they recognized Jesus as having the authority to totally cast them into the great abyss, to never be able to come back on earth and have a party. All right? Yeah. So that's... So then there was a large herd of pigs was feeding beside there on the hillside, and the demons begged Jesus to let them go into them, and Jesus gave them permission. And when the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake, and they all drowned. All right, so the darkness leaves, right? And the darkness, and obviously it was so much for the animals, it just freaked out the animals. Ah! They just go into a wild run. So they run into the water and drown. And when those tending the pigs saw what happened, they ran off and reported this to the people in the town and the countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found him with the man whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Think about this, right? A bunch of the pigs are dead. They see some guy that they knew was nuts, is not nuts anymore. Their brains are going, "Brr, what is up with this," right? So those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of that region asked Jesus to leave them because they were overcome with fear. Think about that. They just saw an awesome miracle, but they asked him to leave. Now, why do you think they asked him to leave? All their pigs are dead. How are we going to eat? This guy's going to chase all our food away. So the man from whom the demons had gone begged to go with Jesus, because Jesus got into the boat. But Jesus said to him, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." All right, so go out and testify. Be a witness. So the man went away and told all over the town how much Jesus had done for him. Isn't that wild? We're all demons too. Yeah. Okay. That's. I can work with that one too. Yeah. 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 The people wouldn't want Jesus there because they all had some form of possession or something they didn't want to let loose of. That's very possible. I've heard different interpretations. I like that one. I like that. Thank you. That's really good. Yeah. There's more, but we're going to stop on that one. There's one of the things that it was really neat. Meet up in Crane Lake, Minnesota, when we were up there last week. One of the things that was really, really neat was, where I did the video, of course, was neat with a campfire and that. But they have these different falls and gorges. I mean, just big walls of rocks, all right, where the waters rush through. And they'd had a lot of rain before we arrived up there. So the actual lake was probably a good 6 inches, maybe even a foot higher than normal. Probably at least a foot higher than normal. Because when you'd walk along the edge of the water, you'd see, you know, grass that was still down in there. So, you know, okay. What's so fascinating, though, is as you watch all the water come rushing through, And you think about that, because what happens when water is just sitting level like in a puddle, right? There's no energy to it, is there? But yet God made this really cool thing called gravity, you know? And so as this gravity comes down across the rocks, now all of a sudden it's picking up speed, it's banging against each other, it's just the power and the energy. You could, when you stood there, you could just, the mist, there was a mist that would, you couldn't see the mist, but you could just smell this water. Really beautiful, really, really, really pretty place, long drive. Long drive, but really, really, really neat stuff. Let's see what's going on prayer request-wise. And actually, for those of you on Facebook, do me a favor and put in your prayer requests here. See if I missed any. I don't think I've missed any so far. Or if I have and they scrolled off, do me a favor and send it off to it again. But Tom, how have you been? Haven't seen you in a few weeks for different scheduling reasons. Tom had a joy. I like joys. What's your joy this morning, Tom?
Yeah, I walked into Millville restaurant, and I had a friend sitting there waiting on me. I didn't know it, though.
Oh? You met a friend at the restaurant? And,
yes.
And who was this friend?
Bruce.
Bruce was in the Millville restaurant. Wow. Nice. Well, it's good to meet people, whether planned or not.
That's right. But my concern is...
Yes?
The Bruce will fit Millville.
His concern?
My one little gal has been having major issues.
Yeah, health-wise, again? For the young lady?
We had a care conference yesterday. And there were four physicians.
Yeah.
Respiratory. Physical. Therapy.
Respiratory, physical, speech. It goes down the list for her, doesn't it?
Everything. And the doctor said there's only one other case like this in Ohio.
Really? Is the only thing one? It's that rare.
And the young lady is in Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
She started seizing when she was 8.
Seizures? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 8 years old.
Started seizures at 8 years old? Yuck.
My little gal started at 6.
Wow, really? So, and she's like 20-something now, isn't she?
She's 26.
So from 6, from 8, she started seizures at age 6, and now she's 26. Does she still have seizures? Or are they, she's so medicated that she can't have seizures?
Oh, no.
She still has them. Oh, wow. Yeah, we gotta lift, we're lifting her up. Wow.
Because the one doctor came in and said that they've run every test possible. There are no other tests that they haven't run.
So the doctors aren't really finding anything to...
The doctor said, there's nothing we can do. We've done everything possible. Humanly possible.
Yeah. Well, you know what we just described about Legion, the guy possessed with all that stuff, that's what you're describing here. If the doctors can't declare anything with it, that, you know, that's, it's demonic. It's messing with her.
And, you know, the doctors and some of the nurses, they said, this breaks our heart every day.
Yeah, so to watch that, yeah.
Of all our training and all our knowledge.
Yeah, they just can't make any progress. Right. Yeah,
the
He can't tell it. Just she.
God's child.
But she's a beautiful 26-year-old.
Yeah, 26 years old with all that. Yeah, it's messed up. It's got to stop. What hospital is she in right now? Or what home? She's in Children's Hospital right now? She's still in intensive care, okay. There's another young man, Strat, what's his last name, Strat something. He's down at Children's. Is he still down at Children's? there's prayer requests going through here. He was a, like 15-year-old. Was it Lakota? Actually, he was a friend of Alex. Alex and some others know him. I think they go to the same school. Alex has graduated, of course, but yeah, I think he's down at Children's also. We got obviously lifting that up. Oh, let me write this down while this came through. Okay, Amy, I see you wrote down prayer for your back and bulging discs. I'm going to write this down before it scrolls off. A sciatic nerve. Oh, man, we see God take care of this stuff all the time. We're going to have a party here. So, Amy, make sure you stick around. We're certainly going to pray for you on that. Sorry, Tom, do you have anything else? What else could you have, right? If that's not enough? Wow. Wow, okay. Debbie's retired. That's a joy, I guess. Debbie is joy as she is re. Where did that term ever come from? Retired. Somebody look it up for me. Okay, but that's your joy. You're retired, and your concern is for everybody left behind. That's a good one. That's a concern then. Okay. Coffee shop? Okay.
And then I keep saying, we got to get in there. They've only been up for a couple weeks. So last night we stopped.
You stopped at the coffee shop. Good.
And they were closed. But the owner came out.
Oh, yeah. They were closed and the owner came out.
They were closed. She came out to say, I'm sorry, these are our hours.
Right.
And please come back tomorrow.
Oh, so she invited you to come back. That's nice of her.
So I shook her hand and I said, I will. You will? Okay.
Good.
Today we've been back.
So today you went back to the coffee house. It was closed yesterday, but the owner came out and said, come on back.
Yeah,
how awesome is that?
And they were very, very busy. But their internet went down.
Oh.
And they were also very anxious because they could only take cash.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Without the internet, it's hard to take credit cards, isn't it?
They were going.
Right.
And I could tell that most of them were friends that were coming in to help them. And
yeah, nice coffee shop atmosphere. Okay.
So when we left, she came over and she thanked me for coming back. And she hugged me.
Well, nice.
And she walked
she
out.
She remembered you.
She walked out the door with me. And I said, I'm going to a prayer service tonight. And I am going to ask them to pray for your continued success. Today
yeah.
was a beautiful day for you.
Nice.
And this shall continue. And she was like,
oh. What's the owner's first name?
Nikki.
Nikki. Okay, good.
And she runs it with her sister, Kathy.
And a sister.
It's White Oak Coffee Shop.
White Oak Coffee Shop. Okay. Anybody live in White Oak, go to the coffee shop.
Yes. And I was just overwhelmed, and she was overwhelmed, and we hugged each other, and I said, God, she says, I've never had anyone
to tell me. Ha! Well, God bless you for blessing her and telling her we're going to pray for her business. That's beautiful. So, that's awesome. Pardon me a moment here. It looks like I want to grab these before they scroll off. So, Karen is asking for prayer for her back, carpal tunnel. That's never fun. Carpal tunnel, anxiety, all this just junk messing with her. What else? Depression, diabetes, all that stuff's got to go. We're going to lift all this up. Sorry. Oh, and food addiction. Me too. I didn't mean to make light of that, Karen, but yeah, we all have our things. Christine asking prayers for her daughter Emily. We've prayed for Emily before. Remember, if you may remember, she was anxious about going to the doctor about some upper GI stuff or whatever, and God gave her peace going through that process. But she's still not fully healed yet. Let's see what else. Oh, she's messing with gallstones now. She's young. She's young. No gallstone stuff. That's messed up. I got Carol. Carol, husband and daughter need wisdom on how to make the steps in her house bigger because her husband, with a size 13 or 14, slipped down the steps. Oh, I guess I'm starting to get this now. So her husband has such big feet that the steps aren't, what, you know, because they're probably standard built, right? Wow. So he slipped down the stairs with his three-month-old baby. My son, I got to click see more here. Slipped down the stairs with a three-month-old baby. My son-in-law did not hurt his back again, and the baby only had a small skull fracture. Gee, the baby, he got hit hard. Okay. All right, Carol, we are certainly lifting up the, the baby, obviously the baby, and her daughter's husband. I think I read that right, the daughter's husband. Bring it on, Lord. Okay, so that'd be her son-in-law then, who actually needs back surgery too, but I say no in the name of Jesus. Same thing. No. Oh, and Karen also had another one for her mom's her mom's enduring bladder cancer. Am I reading that right? Yeah, bladder cancer and a friend. They're loading me up today. Mom's bladder cancer and a friend illness. All this stuff's got to stop. Oh, Carol also mentions that the baby is doing well. So, baby, let's go. Okay, awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Carol, for clarifying on that. Hi, I'm sorry, anything else, Debbie?
I'm sharing with Linda. I had a real bad stomach virus, and now Linda has it. Ah. Well, she had it this morning, and I'm here.
And you, how do you feel? How do you feel, Linda? Still messing with you?
I feel better.
But you're fine. You're over it, and she's not. Okay, Linda, stomach.
It wasn't fun today.
I know. It's all right. God's going to take care of you. Not going to be.
I do have a...
Okay, thanks, Carol. Carol's doing that. And you have, what else do you have?
I have a joy.
A joy from Linda. And what is it?
Tuesday, before I went home for a meeting.
Yeah. Julia, your friend Julia. Okay.
She's going to have a workshop at Oakley.
You're going to have a workshop, okay.
And my friend, Lizzie, was there.
Your friend Lizzie was there? That's awesome.
So they asked me to come. So, they would take me home.
So Lizzie picked you up?
Well, David could be there and they brought me home.
Okay, they met you there at this workshop, okay. Good.
The first thing I said to Debbie about the workshop.
Right.
And I got to make a butterfly.
Oh, you got to make it. You love making butterflies, don't you? So you got to make a butterfly at the workshop.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Puppet.
Oh, butterfly puppet. Yeah. Even better. That's neat.
And she's going to be in the fundraiser. Our fundraiser.
Right.
And she's going to play something big, like this. Set up.
Really? Nice.
She's taking classes to learn how to do it.
Oh, she's taking classes.
To
learn that for your fundraiser?
Yes.
Beautiful. That's awesome. It's good to have friends like that, isn't it? Get Megan to come in too. That's good.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
You got it all lined up then, don't you? God bless her. Hold on a second here. Another one just rolled in. From Chris. he's dealing with a spirit of infirmity that's messing with him. He doesn't have much energy, that eyes will be open to receive the healing. It was already paid for. Absolutely, Chris. So we're lifting up Chris. How's it going back there, Rita? All your family sadness and stuff is kind of over. Son is going through interviews, huh? Okay. Really? So you're going to interview for a teaching job?
Yes.
What grades or what age group?
It's nurses and
oh.
CPR and basic first aid and learning how to do shots at home and
stuff. Okay, you'll be teaching nurses? Is that what I hear? Okay, neat. Neat. Work as little or as much as you want. Huh? That's fantastic. And you're able to do that now because you don't have all this problems. That's because God healed you from that. How beautiful is that? That's awesome. Because I think, didn't you mention that was part of the reason you retired was because of that rheumatoid arthritis garbage was messing? Oh, yeah. Okay. But God healed you. What? Gosh. How long ago was that now? Is it 2 months or 6 weeks? Is it 2 months now? About 2 months ago then, yeah, God healed you that rheumatoid arthritis, and now look at you, getting back out involved in the world. That's fantastic. That's awesome. It's a good testimony. It's a real good testimony. Bruce is has got it all happening here, writing songs, making it popular, you know, getting people following around, looking for his autograph. So, Bruce, your joy is the same one as this guy that you met? Bruce and Tom. Now, who are you with? Were you there by yourself? Or?
Yeah.
And you came in by yourself?
Yeah.
The match made in heaven. Now, I'm curious, how long had you been there? How long had you been there before you walked in? Just like a few minutes? Or? Nice. Just long enough to order.
Barely.
Is it still run by the same family?
Yeah.
They actually had, at one point they actually were, let me think, the one daughter was married, Tina, was married to my cousin, Harry Zankert, at one point. So there's a small tie back. I'm trying to remember, is the mother still alive or did she pass?
She passed.
She did pass, okay. Because she's the one that started the whole thing. I can see her sister. I can't remember what her sister's name is. It was Tina and... Oh, well, anyway, it's been years. Been years.
I should come down sometime. I enjoy it. I leave here. I get to go up to the shop and help Scott. Two
months for us to get out tonight. Okay, so now you get to go help Scott afterwards. That's awesome. Awesome possum. Anything else, Bruce? You're looking good. You feeling well? You look marvelous. Remember, it's more important to look good than to feel good. And you look marvelous. Exercising young backs, huh? Okay. That's good. And then you come here and play music after that. So that's awesome. Those are good joys. Good day then. Good day. Brandon, how are things looking for you?
Looking really good. I went back to a place where I applied for a job about a month ago.
Yeah?
I haven't been hearing from why it's an issue.
Applying for a job?
Let's just say that. In a number of confusion.
Right.
But they were wanting to get back a hold of me, so they're glad I showed up.
So okay.
Did a couple more follow-up things, and had to do the drug test for the bill.
Yep. Those are always fun, especially if you've just gone.
Yeah, where's the water going? But long story short,
drug test.
Comes back negative, and when he says it comes back negative, I'll hear back from him Monday or Tuesday.
And where was it?
Superior,
on Route 4. Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you. Hear you, yeah. That'll be good. Because you'll actually be able to work part-time like through the school year in that too, won't you? Oh, that's neat. What type of job would you be doing? Okay. So moving the cars around and washing them and... Oh, nice. Nice. Oh, is that right? That's how they had started?
Yeah, same company.
Oh, really? It's the same company? Did you use him as a reference? Okay. So you're getting a job. That's fantastic. That's a great blessing, Brandon. Great blessing. And because you guys are always so kind to ask me what's happening, so I got a call last week if I could lead music for the boys' Chrysalis flight at the end of July. Now, normally this type of stuff is planned out, you know, quite a bit farther, but obviously some things didn't come together, so I get the last-minute notice, if you will. But I asked Todd if he was able to do it also. This is, for those on Facebook who aren't familiar with the Chrysalis stuff or the Walk to Emmaus, you had to have gone through the program, been through that before you can actually participate in the team. So anyway, I asked Todd if he'd be available. By the grace of God, Todd is available. So I've got two. I'd really like three. And I'd like, the third one, I'd like to be a drummer, just because that's just it. To me, that adds a lot. Now, I've got my drum machine. I can get by with it, but it's to me, it's always more fun if you've got live, got a real person doing it, as evident by how awesome Scott is when he's here, right? Because then, you know, you can have all the fun of steady beat grooving, mistakes, steady beat grooving. But then, no, he... Make sure he watches what I just said. No, he's awesome. He's awesome. He does a great job. He just walks in here and does, and it's fantastic. So, yes, so for that boys' flight, and this is actually a joint between the Greater Cincinnati Chrysalis and Northern Lights Chrysalis, Northern Lights Emmaus Chrysalis. So so for the music team, we want to bring people together for that. Let's see if we've got anybody else that brought something in here. Let's see. Chris. Karen was actually asking again. She had left some requests here. Do you pray for non-related health things? Well, of course, anything you want to pray for. So, Karen, bring it on here pretty quick. If you're hearing me now, please type so we get this. And Amy Hutchins has been on the Walk to Emmaus, one of the ladies that requested a prayer for her back and that. She's been on that before. So, yeah, it is. Amy, it is. It's a neat program. I did mine in 2003. Actually, it was September 11th, which is like 2 years after the 9/11, so that gave me a whole different meaning, you know, for me for all that kind of stuff. Here it is. Here's Karen. Karen brought in the other one. Good, Karen, you got it in just in time for me. So getting ready to stand up. Marriage restoration and employment. Yeah, I'm with you there. Marriages are really being tested by the devil as high divorce rates and all the other stuff that we see. But bless God, He is able. We got a big list, guys. Let's see if we can make a circle.
Greg, we also need to pray for the people in Maryland, Annapolis.
Actually, what happened in Maryland
today? Someone walked into the Capital Gazette newspaper. It was just a little town newspaper. Five have died. There's several.
So it was in a newspaper.
Yeah.
Maryland reporters. Maryland reporter shot. It's just darkness is always trying to find a way to go ahead and get in and mess with us. It really stinks. Here we go. I say, let's get. Come on over here. We're gonna bring you over here, Linda. Watch this. Go a little more. A little more, a little more, a little more. Perfect.
Hello.
Perfect. Perfect, because we always like to make sure the people are involved here in the circle. This is how we bring them in the circle. We turn the camera around, and they get to join us here. So good is that. Will the circle broken by and by, Lord, by and by. We got to do that. We've never done that one here. That's a banjo song. That's definitely a banjo song. Maybe a little mandolin, too. You can pull your mandolin over. And
it needs some love.
We're always taking the
my face.
You fixed your bass? Okay, so we can do that part of it.
We can make that combo happen.
Yeah. Absolutely. So bless God, here we are Thursday night. I missed you guys last week because, you know, last Thursday, I did go on Facebook Live briefly so they could, to tell them to come to the church channel to watch you guys. So I shared a little bit from the waters there. And that, what I shared was actually, I was actually by the water and watching the waves come in. The message I shared on that, and it was a brief message, but the message I shared on that, and for these waves to come in, something's got to start this, right? You got to be the splash. You got to be what starts the ripple to get out there. And just like we talked about tonight, you know, we're putting your light up on the lampstand. You don't put a bushel over it. You let your light so shine, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what happens here. So as we stand here together, Jesus is here. And the same Holy Spirit that walked with Jesus 2,000 years ago is the same Holy Spirit that's here with us and everybody that's watching on Facebook and will be watching later, you know, because our God is awesome and amazing. So He's good. He is good. So, Lord, there's a lot of good stuff, but I thank You, Lord, for Your joy of coincidence. That's a joy where two men could walk into a restaurant not planning to be there and then get the fellowship. Who picked up the pill?
God
picked up the bill. Good. You two guys probably arm wrestled for it, I bet. I got it.
No comment.
He got up first. But it is a joy, right? It is a joy. So God, we thank You for that joy. And Lord, we're lifting up this young lady that Tom's been ministering to for quite a while. Lord, the enemy has found a way just to mess with this young lady since just a young age. But Lord, we know You're greater and You're more powerful. But sadly, the enemy I know has been trying to work through the family of this young lady and just keep her in bondage. And the doctors, bless God, you know, they're trying to do what they can do, but the enemy's crafty. He's crafty, but our God is greater. So Lord, we lift up this young lady and we proclaim that Your light so shine within her, just brighter and brighter, as all the darkness gets crushed and is pushed out of her, and she is made completely whole. Mm-hmm. In the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, for nothing is impossible for You, O God. So we lift her up. We lift her up because God is good.
God is good.
God is good, right, Linda? God is good.
You got me healed today.
That's right. He got you here. I'm thanking the Lord that Linda is made fully whole, that she's brought full peace, the stomach virus junk that's been trying to mess with you. We command it leave right now.
Command it leave. Go away.
In the name of Jesus, right? Just like a pain in your knee or anything, it doesn't belong. That's right. And I know You've told it to go away, and it's left, right? Pains in your knees and that, and this is no different.
Now my back still hurts sometimes, but not like what?
All right. Well, we're gonna lay hands for some stuff on that too. How's that? Because God's going to take care of you. He's going to take good care of you because He does. Let me see what I got here. I gotta be crafty here with my fingers. How's that? There we go. Okay. Who did I forget on this? Oh, you're very kind. We got that one. You want me to put it over here?
All right, you put it in the wrong.
All right. I got a full list. See that? I got a full list. Ah, but God's got this. Sorry, we're going down our list. Amy's watching. Amy's listening. Amy, we're praying for you right now. So, Lord, I thank You that You touch Amy's back, this bulging disc, the sciatic nerve, all that stuff. Back, You must now come into a full alignment. Be at peace. You must relax. In the name of Christ Jesus, right now, we command your body relax as you feel the hand of God just going right up your back, taking care of that bulging disc, taking care of your back, the sciatic nerve, all the junk that might be messing with you, Amy. We command that right now in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. So pain, go. Let her go.
Go.
That's right. It's got to go. It's got to go. So, Amy, you declare that, you speak that, you don't accept that, you tell it's got to leave in the name of Jesus. Now, Amy, get up and move around and check that back, and I'll look at my phone here when we're done through this. You're going to have a praise report for me, right? Because that's what God does. Oh, Debbie, she's got her joys. God bless her. Retired, but we are praying for all the people you left behind. You were a shining light there. You're a shining light there. Now, bless God, and He'll raise up another light. Make another brighter light. He will. That's right. He'll take care of all that stuff. We are lifting up the White Oak Coffee Shop. That's a very appropriate thing to do. And how awesome that you had that time to fellowship with them and just to share the love of Jesus and even share with them to say, hey, we're going to pray for you. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Because, you know, I have a Facebook group called Give Your Business to God. And that's, of course, the focus. If you give your business to God, he will bless it. If you give it for his purpose, it will be blessed. Because Hebrews 11:6 tells us that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. All right? And if you seek him through what you're doing every day, through your work, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. So that's awesome.
Also pray for Sonia.
Sonia, that's right. And how are the babies, Sonia?
Babies are beautiful.
Babies are doing well. The twins, boy and girl, that's right. Eli and I forgot the other.
Emerson.
Oh, Emerson. Okay.
We didn't see them yet.
You still got to see them. Well, you'll see them. You'll see them. But yeah, we're speaking great peace for them and for them to get that the deal with her husband. That God just touches and does that. Karen had put in a request. A lot of backs going on here. So Karen, back, carpal tunnel, anxiety, depression, diabetes, food addiction stuff. Karen, we come against that. We stand here united. We come against that in the name of Jesus Christ. Commanding that it bow, it go. So Lord, just let your light so shine. Just come and touch Karen. Give her a big hug. Let her, Lord, just feel that whole thing. That carpal tunnel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, move your hands around right now. Squeeze your hands. Move your wrists. No different than like that rheumatoid arthritis garbage that left you, Rita. We just, it's got to go. And we declare, we stand here in faith. Where two or more gathered, he is there, right? He is there because God does this. Christine, we're lifting up your daughter, Emily. That gallstones have got to, we command that they dissolve and leave with no ill effect. So gallstones, you dissolve and leave, no pain. Everything passes out and gets out of there properly. So gallbladder, you work right. All the entire body be flushed, be clear. We come against anxieties, fears, stress, all the things that can make your body go stupid like that. We just bind them and we cast them off. And that goes for everybody we're praying for here. Absolutely. Carol was lifting up her son-in-law and pardon me, Carol, I know you were trying to keep me straight and unconfused, but I got a little confused. Long and short, Carol's family, all right? Carol's family. So whatever needs to be done, Lord, with the steps, whatever needs to be done with backs that need to be healed, Lord, just make it happen. Make it happen, Lord, because he wants us well. Jesus showed us that. He clearly showed us that when Jesus walked this earth, everybody that came to Jesus was healed. Every single person. Jesus never said, oh, sorry, God's teaching you a lesson. Here, come back. No. He said, be made whole. Your faith has made you whole. He says that many times, right? Your faith has made me whole. We thank you, Lord, that little baby's doing well. Even with that tumble down the step, that's never a good thing for anybody, but especially for the babies.
No.
But yeah, absolutely. And Karen, we're lifting up your mom for bladder cancer. All right, well, so we just come against cancer. Cancer for anybody who's listening, but specifically right now, we're lifting up Karen's mom. So we speak the life, the strength, and the glory power of Christ Jesus into that bladder. She is made fully whole. Karen has a friend who's got an illness they're dealing with. That's all inclusive here, Karen. All inclusive. We're lifting her up. Lifting her up in the name of Jesus. Karen, we speak just great blessings for you as you seek Jesus. Matthew 6:33 tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What are all these things? All these things is everything that was said prior to that verse in Matthew 6. So it's all of our needs. All of our needs. So Lord, meet the needs. Meet the needs of employment and the marriage and touching all that stuff together. Oh, I forgot to thank God for the butterfly puppets.
Yes.
And all the other cool workshop for you, Linda. That's beautiful.
Anybody can go to them workshops.
That's right.
To learn anything.
That's good. And I'm glad you're doing it. It's good to participate. Good to do that. Brother Chris, we're lifting you up, my friend. I've been connected with Chris on Facebook for a little while. He's been dealing with some different oppression, but I can tell you, Chris, you've heard it. You've seen me write it. Now you're going to hear me saying it. All right? Chris, you have a high calling on your life. The enemy's trying to discourage you. Your breakthrough is right here now, right now. So, Lord, I thank you that Chris feels all that stuff just lifting off him like a weight. It just go. You are called to a high mission. So, Lord, we break the chains and we free him now. We free him now. And anybody else suffering oppression, we just go, gone. Absolutely. For our God is an awesome and amazing God, right? Rita, for your son with interviews, for your interview, for that matter, right? How good is that, right? It's all good. It's all good. So interview, success. Hey, we're lifting coffee shop for success. We're declaring success, right? Right, like I said before. God's a rewarder, right? He's a rewarder because we're seeking him. That's good. That's good. Bruce already had the tag in joy with Tom. You guys meeting at the restaurant. You guys are funny. But Bruce, we need to speak a special blessing for you as you work with your son. So you don't, he doesn't ask you to do something you shouldn't do physically. You got it. And Lord, we're thanking you especially for Brandon and all the great gifts he shares. And thank you that looks like he's one step closer to getting a job that I know he'll enjoy. You know, you got to start somewhere, and you can take you to the fun parts of it too. You know, man, take your guitar too. You'll never know what you might do. You can just think about how you can integrate music into this. Or actually, take your little uke. That's small enough. Take your uke. But it'll be good. It's a grand and a blessing for that job. And Lord, we're lifting up this incident in Maryland. You know, the newspaper, the reporters that have been, that have lost their lives, you know, because evil has come against them.
But he
these are not
that.
Good.
And the suspect just softened his heart so he started.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so the shooter, or the suspected shooter, they did catch him, all right?
Yes,
all right.
But he's not saying all right. A word.
All right, well then, Lord, we thank you that you you touched the heart. Yeah, yeah, touching hearts, absolutely. And lastly, I'll lift up the for the music team and for the boys and girls flights at the end of this month, that God just brings together the music team and the whole team, you know, the way it needs to be done. Yeah, for our God is good, our God is able. Our God is good. Anything else, guys? Did I miss anything? Hopefully not.
No.
And if anybody said anything else on Facebook while we're doing this, I will reply back to them later on Facebook. Because we make sure. I love to lift things up individually. You know, corporate prayer is great, but individual is. Be as specific as you can when you can. But if you don't know, don't be specific. Just be general. So therefore, Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace and peace. Thank you, Lord, that all these people we've lifted up now are touched and set free. And Lord, for other people that are watching this later, that your power just flows, your flows through the prayers of this group, this mighty group we have standing here. Let's join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. That's all good, isn't it?
What do people
good.
Say?
Amen. That's right. We got to integrate that now with Linda doing what she does. That for those on Facebook, this is they get to hear that a big amen on, if they're watching on Sunday. And this is a young lady right here that always gets the crowd fired up.
Yep.
That's good. Now, we need to pray for you, right? How's your back doing? Is your back okay, or do you have any pain right now?
I have a pain sometimes, and sometimes I don't.
How about now?
No, I don't have a pain now, okay. But when it happens, I feel like needles.
Yeah? But when you have the pain, though, do you tell it to leave and it leaves?
No, because it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
And I had to take aspirin to give it.
It's okay. It's okay.
But one thing it don't happen, when I do my exercise, it don't hurt.
You're stretching and you're exercising? Well, that's good. Well, then keep doing that, right? Keep doing that. But we just speak a special blessing upon you, Linda, that your back never has any more problems, that your stomach and all that is at full peace. You are just in full balance right now. For our God loves you, and we love you. God is able.
Yeah, I love everybody.
I know you love everybody. I know you do. So that's awesome. Well, I guess let's say goodbye right here, right?
Okay.
We look right over here. You say goodbye. Yeah. So tell everybody whatever you want to tell them.
Goodbye, and God love you guys.
That's right. God bless you guys. Keep your focus on Jesus. We love you. Hope to see you again next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Good.